User-defined library comes to DARS Chemical Reaction Simulation Tool. CD Adapco has released the 2.10 version of DARS, its 0D and 1D chemical reaction analysis technology. The latest release focuses on the ability to create a library for user-created fuel and reactor operating conditions. These libraries are compatible with both STAR-CCM Plus and STAR-CD simulation tools. The DARS tool assists engineers in designing engines, combustion chambers, and other reactors, limiting the use of prototypes. Using DARS, engineers can predict the emissions, soot yield, NOx, combustion, and chemical processes of a reaction. Aside from the library introduction, other improvements to DARS include: optimize workflows to reduce workload and improve accessibility. Easier connections to STAR-CCM Plus and STAR-CD. Faster simulations. Parallel library calculations. Chemistry is an interesting addition to the realm of multiphysics, given it isn't what we typically consider to be physics at all. Much like the concept of multiphysics itself, DARS proves that the science around us isn't divided into neat silos taught in different classrooms. Each of these aspects of science, thermodynamics, mechanics, chemistry, and more, could have a profound effect on an engineer's designs. For chemistry, this is particularly true in the automotive sector. Many car designers could get a lot of useful information from DARS in an effort to improve engine fuel efficiencies. Perhaps the tool might actually prove if pumping premium gas versus regular gas will really make a difference on your car's engine. Have you used DARS? What were your thoughts? What were you simulating? Discuss below.